Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
I think he's the most likely to answer.
I really hope we go 0 for 1 on answers.
Kind of a tough time. It's 6:30. It was like a, it's like dinner time.
That was a quick one.
Welcome back to the Compound Podcast presented by Parsay Rum. This is episode 36. The number that I put in there is 36. Is that right? I don't know.
Yes, it is.
I want to open this episode by explaining the tweet about the point system so that everybody knows what it is. So we had a fan submit this to us where they're, what was the show?
I don't know what show.
The show on sport. Usually Mac and sneeze and then go back into the frame.
That wasn't a sneeze. That was a cough. It was a cough.
Why are you coughing?
Because I got phlegm in my throat. What do you want me to do? That happens when it's 30 degrees outside. People get sick. The show where they do ratings, I don't know. Probably 20 different shows like that. I think you get points for a lot. Family Feud, you get points. Jeopardy, you get points. Wheel of Fortune. I don't know. Do I look like a game show host?
Yeah, you do.
Me.
So a fan submitted this, and they're going to they're going to rank us or rate or give points for hot takes and take points away for bad takes.
Nora's what, 15 points below zero, something like that?
Yeah, Nora's struggling. I gave her back. I don't know if you saw on Twitter. I gave her back 2 points.
That was good.
She needed it because she's taking points away. We're not taking points away from her. She's taking points away from herself.
And she's taking heavy points away. She's like -4 for me. I'm like, 4? Jeez, I only have 6 total.
She was in class and like took a couple extra hours or an extra day to put a tweet out and then gave herself like -5.
I was about to text back to her the other day when she said, so like she starts every text with, I'm so sorry. I was about to text back, stop saying you're sorry. Like, you don't need to apologize to us. You're not like on a time clock. We're not that uptight about it.
Dakota's the nice boss.
Well, yeah, because she like, I feel bad because she like actually feels bad. I'm like, none of us are like mad that it took you an extra day. Like, we don't care. It's okay.
And we also all have access to the Twitter account if we wanted to get on and just post it ourselves.
Exactly. So really it's on us if we don't do it.
Really? Yeah. End of the day, it's on us. But with the point system, everybody can play along. You can give us points, take away points. I'll be taking away points from Dakota frequently.
The fact I'm in last, it's absurd. Absolutely absurd. And that's fine because Zach being in first is also comical. So that's how it's not.
Because I want a fair judge. He was giving you points that didn't happen. They came out of my mouth.
You got points for fall back being like a bad thing. I'm like, fallback's a great thing. You get an extra hour of sleep. What are you talking about?
I don't think
you got like 4 points for saying that you wanted to play more golf.
Yeah.
That's just like an absurd, half a point or 1 point. That's fine. You got legitimately got like 4 points for that.
I agree with it, really. I think it's perfect, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's insanity.
Surprising.
That's 4 points right there. Thank you.
I think we should talk about John Lester buying everybody in Chicago beer.
I saw that because one of my buddies is a huge Miller Lite fan. Wasn't it only Miller Lite?
Yeah, just Miller's. No free ads, though. I said beer because no free ads.
Coors Light's better.
No free ads. Can you tell the story you were telling?
That was it. I was telling my buddy about that I saw it on Twitter. That's it. That's all it was. It's a little light story because he loves Miller Lights. So I told him. That's it. He lives in Chicago area. Yep. That's the extent of my story.
That was it.
That's it, yeah.
That's -3.
That's for what?
For contributing to the conversation, sue me.
But really cool gesture by John. I think the other thing I think I saw was that each tip on his tab at each restaurant was 34%, number 34.
I think I would have stopped after the first 3 rounds. I would have said, all right, that's enough. Like the first 3 people that said they wanted Miller Lite under my name, like, all right, that's enough.
I don't know what the total tab number was, but last I saw it was something like 40,000 in beers.
That is insane.
I hope he's back next year. I hope John Lester is a Cub. Like, what a cool thing to do.
Right, exactly.
If you were in Chicago, Ian, would have you went and got some?
Yep, I would have went and got one.
Don't you hate beer?
That's why I would have just got one. Like, I'm not a big beer guy, so I would have just got one.
You would have tried to get, like, a bottle of red instead.
Can you put under his tab, too? Like, I know, John. Can you just put that bottle of wine under his, too? He said it's fine.
I like putting drinks on John's tab. It's, like, one of my favorite things to do, so.
Weird brag that you go out with John all the time.
I like putting my drinks on Dakota's tab.
Yeah, right. I put them on your tab.
Yeah, right.
Realistically, we both like putting them on Ian's tab.
It's also T-shirt Tuesday.
It is T-shirt Tuesday. We had a winner.
It's T-shirt Tuesday. We had a winner.
I will say the best thing that intern Nora has done so far, when she gets the winner, she gives us the pronunciation of their names, and that's big time.
Which is huge.
She uses it in a sentence. She uses it everywhere.
I would like to know how she's approaching these people. If she's like, can you tell me your name and then spell the pronunciation of it? So the winner is Kate Westfall, not spelled F-A-L-L, but Kate Westfall. Her Twitter is @WestKate5. And guess what? She wanted a signed Who Says No. I'm back. It's one signed Who Says No and one something else.
If she would have said she didn't want something signed, we might have had to just take that off the table for your pride. Like, just been like, yeah, okay, you know what? The uh-huh. signed thing's off. Like, clearly people don't really want it that much.
I would have stopped T-shirt Tuesday, I think. I think like two in a row like that, I would have had to just call it. I'd just been like, all right, no more T-shirts.
So she saved T-shirt Tuesday, realistically.
Yeah, Kate Westfall, not spelled F-A-L-L, Kate Westfall. She saved T-shirt Tuesday. So thanks, Kate. Okay, this is what we're going to do this week to decide the winner of T-shirt Tuesday. You have to.
Let's just go with the highest.
Okay, you have to say who had the highest screen time of the three of us, and then
what time it is,
and then share your screen time.
Yeah,
you don't need to even share a picture. You can just put the number of which your screen time was, and then if it's super super high, we won't believe you, and then we'll ask for a picture.
That's right. Basically, just send in who had the highest screen time of the ones we're about to tell you.
Good luck out there.
Mine's 2:38.
And then we'll pick.
That's horseshit.
It's 2:38.
2:38. That's such horseshit.
You want me to show the screen?
No, I believe you, but it's skewed.
It's too bright. It's bright. 2:38. There it is.
I see it. I'm 4:26.
Sorry, I'm just busy living in the moment, man.
As you're playing video games during work.
I'm not playing video games. I'm recording a podcast. Nice try, though.
I do not like mine, but I am at 6 hours and 9 minutes.
Oh, my
gosh. Gotta wait for the rush.
Hey, Dakota.
Annie's an hour behind us.
Annie's an hour behind us, Dakota. That was a secret.
Oh, no.
A lot of time on the phone today for me.
That's not good.
It's not good at all.
Maybe you need Dakota's UV rates.
So basically, send in Ian's screen time, which was, one more time, Ian, for the fans.
12 hours and 34 minutes.
6 hours and 9 minutes. I don't like this game. Let's not play this game anymore. This whole screen time, send it in. Oh,
yeah, now that you're bad at it.
Let's talk about the World Series for a second, because Dakota was so fired up at the end of the World Series.
Oh, right.
It was the day after we sent out the last episode, and he was like chomping to get back on and tell the world how upset he was.
I was upset because I had texts and I saw stuff on Twitter of people saying like Mookie Betts is now the best player in baseball. Like, he might be the best. No, it's not a conversation. It's not a discussion. I mean, it's Mike Trout. I don't think it's even anything you can be like, well, maybe this or maybe no, there's literally nothing. There's nothing you could say that would make me even waver on the possibility.
We were also talking about the whole Blake Snell thing, too. Mm-hmm. Remember that? It felt like it was Dakota and I versus the world.
Because we said, and we were versus the world, Zach.
Literally the world.
If what gets you to the World Series is taking out your starter before they get the third time through the rotation, why do you change that in game 6 of the World Series? Like, it got you there. You don't all of a sudden – I mean, I completely understand – Blake Snell's rolling. He'd given up 2 hits all game. Like, sometimes you got to go against the analytics. I agree. You should leave Blake Snell in personally, but if the analytics have worked for you all season, you're the one seed in the AL, you blow through the AL playoffs, and now you're in the World Series game six, and you're like, let's just do what we haven't been doing all year. Like, no, that's what they do, and it worked.
It's the same thing with Brandon Lau when he was struggling, not moving him way down in the lineup. It's like, we're leaving him here. We're winning. We're going to the World Series. Why would we mess with that? Like, yeah, you could have had somebody else in there, but
it's so easy for fans to be like, oh, well, like, look what happened. Well, what if Nick Anderson comes in and strikes the next two guys out? You're like, oh, that might have been a good move by Kevin Cash. Exactly. Like,
you know what they call them, the Monday morning quarterbacks?
Yeah, it's the hindsight 2020. I was fired up the day after looking at Twitter because so many people think it's that easy to manage. Like, no, not as easy as you think. Ian, what did you think of both those moves, both those things?
I don't think you can fault Kevin Cash for managing the way he's managed the entire year.
Agreed.
Like, nobody's mad at Kevin Cash. He took Blake Snell out the last time.
He did it in the ALCS or game two. I forget what it was. He did it earlier in the playoffs.
He took him out remember Charlie Morton had that nasty game going, like five innings, 80 pitches, took Charlie Morton out.
And no one was saying anything when they ended up winning those games.
Yeah, no one's saying anything. No one's saying anything that, you know, he's taken Blake Snell out before the sixth inning in like his last 30 starts in a row, but nobody said anything when Blake Snell won the Cy Young. I mean, I personally don't agree with the analytics always dictating that you don't go a third time through.
Exactly. I agree. Exactly. I'm with you on that too.
Yeah, but you can't get mad at Kevin Cash for managing the way that he's managed and the way that got him there, you know?
I think it was cool too. He said that too. He's like, I mean, we've done this. This is how I'm going to manage. Like, I'm sorry, but
he said that all throughout the playoffs. He's like, our players got to have thick skin. He's like, this is what we're going to do. You can either get with it or we'll get rid of you. Basically. It's like, hey, this is how we play.
Yeah. And the comments of like, oh, you would never see this guy let them take the ball from or this guy. It's like, that shit's established in April.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just, you don't just go fight the guy because it's game six of the World Series.
And I understand, like, Blake Snell, obviously, you could see on TV, wasn't happy, obviously. Like, who would be happy about being taken out? But he understood, too. Like, I don't think he said anything wrong after the game or anything like that. He was like, this is what we do. Obviously, I wanted the ball, but this is what we do.
And also, Mike Trout's the best player in baseball. It's not even a question. He's maybe the best player to ever play the game. So
that fired me up more than anything in the world when people are like, Mookie Betts is the best player now. I'm like, what? Mookie's, are we forgetting?
Mookie's incredible, and he had a great postseason, and his plays in right. He's an athlete. Mike Trout's the best player in baseball, and it's not close.
I mean, Mike Trout might end – I mean, he's got, what, like 10 years left on his contract? He might end his career as the best right-handed hitter to ever play the game of baseball.
Right. Ever in the hardest era to hit.
Ever.
What was Ed Frost's text? He was like, is like Mookie one of the best now? And I was like, Scott, I know we are going with this, and we're not having this conversation right now.
Ed Frost asked Zach that. He's like, so like, is Mookie maybe the best player? And Zach texts, and I woke up to these texts, like I didn't see him the night before. And I just saw Zach's text that was like, are we actually about to have this discussion? And I was just like, I mean, that's not real. Like, people don't actually think this.
Mookie is one of the best players in baseball.
Oh, no, that's the thing. I'm not knocking Mookie by any means. He's probably the second best player in baseball, but it's just, it's Mike Trout.
Yeah, and when Christian Yelich won the MVP and was the best player ever, and when Cody Bellinger won the MVP and was the best player ever, it was still
Mike Trout and then them.
Right. That's scary. How do you just wake up every day? It's like, all right, how many hits today?
Like Randy Arozarena in the playoffs literally. Altogether. I'll still take Mike Trout. Sorry.
Yep. Yeah. It's incredible that I'm firmly in the camp of Mike Trout has been punished for being consistently good in the award. Like Mike Trout could have and probably should have won the MVP every single season except for the one that Miggy won the Triple Crown.
It's the LeBron James effect.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're so good for so long that eventually people just get used to you having the best numbers.
You're looking for something else. You're looking for a different winner.
You need like Mike Trout's probably going to need a Triple Crown or like lead his team to 100 wins to have a chance to get another one because they'll be like, oh, like he does this all the time.
Imagine Trout winning a Triple Crown too.
It's very likely. It's almost likely.
He could win a Triple Crown if he really wanted to, with like stolen bases too. Yeah. Like he could win a Triple Crown and like add a couple more categories for fun.
Like throw in like, I don't know, 25 outfield assists too. Why not?
He could do stolen bases. He could do runs.
People forget when, since the Angels weren't in the playoffs and that was like what, a month and a half he hadn't played. People forget just how good he really is because they haven't seen him play in a while.
Because because he's in L.A. and people don't get to see because their games are at 10 o'clock Eastern. Like, a lot of the country doesn't get to watch him play.
If he was on, like, the Yankees or Cubs in those markets, ugh.
If he was a Yankee, if he was a Yankee his entire career,
he'd break the home run record.
I would say he'd honestly have 60 home runs a year.
They would, and then they would put him on the sides of buildings in New York.
Literally. They'd have statues of him just all over.
They would already have statues of him up.
Like billboards of Ian Happ in Chicago?
That's exactly right.
Good point. Good point.
I have a new game for us this week. Do you guys want to hear what it is?
Yes, I do. I'd love to.
It's called Checking In with Cubbies. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to cold call one of our Cub friends and see if they answer and check in on them during their off season.
And then just end it by saying, like, all right, see you in the spring.
Who you got first?
First call is going to be to...
Who could guess what it is? Anybody? Anybody? Any guesses?
One of our favorite guests, Anthony Rizzo. I think he's the most likely to answer.
I really hope we go 0-for-1 on answers.
Kind of a tough time. It's 6:30. It was like it's like dinner time.
That was a quick ring.
Anthony.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? What are you up to?
I'm laying down watching TV.
Guess what? You're on the compound with Zach and Dakota.
Oh, Jesus. Second interview? You're just ambushing my interview?
Yeah, it's a new segment called Checking In with Cubbies, and we're cold calling friends to see how their offseason's going. So how's your offseason? You're the first guest on this new segment, by the way.
Is this live?
Yep, it's live.
How's my offseason going?
Yep.
Well, first off, my hands aren't sleeping, that's for sure. I mean, I can go out right now and just feel ground balls. How's my off season's going? Tremendous.
Playing some golf?
I've played some golf. Joined a new golf club. Really nice members.
Making some new friends this off season.
Going low. Shooting in the low 80s. Trying to get it to where I consistently break 80, which would be nice.
We love that about you. Can you give us a quick update on how Kevin's doing?
Kevin actually ate an Almond Joy bar. Today.
That's not good.
So we had to call the vet immediately after. I mean, I saw him. I heard it, and then I saw, and then it was too late. So we had to do a couple of things to him, and he threw up, and he threw it all up. So he's actually very needy today.
Oh, now you have a sad Kevin.
Yeah, are you the only one on the podcast, or does anyone else speak?
I didn't even know if you could hear.
We're waiting for you to stop speaking so we could speak.
Oh my god,
Zach, how's the Detroit Tigers?
It was good. I went to Comerica and got my hopes and dreams absolutely shattered by looking at the center field wall.
Yeah, I could attest to that one,
Tony.
Was it the Statcast that wasn't a home run that was in 99.9% of every baseball park?
424 out?
Wasn't far enough. Hey, you know, they say the grass isn't always greener on the other side. What do you got, Zach?
I know, and then hopefully I'll experience the Midwest in April too. So
that'd be nice.
Zach has a new manager.
Zach, you do have a new manager.
Let's hope.
Yeah, let's hope that you break with the club. I know Alex Avila and his dad is the GM, so maybe I'll throw in a good word for you.
Yeah, put in a good
word. That'd be nice, please. That'd be nice.
If the grass isn't always greener, just plant your own soil and make it greener.
Wise words, Tony. Wise words. We're going to let you go, but that was thanks for answering.
Thanks. I hope this helps the compound. Right. Never sleep.
One for one. That was good. That was fucking first ring too.
That was a quick trigger on the answer. That's like he was sitting there looking at his phone, bored.
Yeah, sounded like he was just sitting on the couch hanging out. That's checking in with Cubbies. Tony's having a good off season. New golf club. Kevin's eating Almond Joys. Just a little window into what's happening in the Cubbies offseason.
It sounds like a mess.
Just like everybody else, yeah. Still full panic mode. Zach had to remind him of that homer he hit that wasn't a homer.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, yeah, your offseason's going well. Here's a nightmare. Here's one of the times that you hit a ball in the screws and got out.
Here's a nightmare. You go back to Comerica next year. Good luck.
Yeah, we do. That's
is it in June or July?
Yeah, I think June, right?
I'm just going to save up my good pitching until then so that I can be up for that series, hopefully.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah, I'm going to rib cage your ass.
That's fine. Still second.
Yeah, right.
And relay signs.
You don't know them.
I know your grips.
I'm going to have new pitches.
You hanging out with Yu Darvish.
That's right. Bad news. Shout out Dom.
Shout out Dom. Once an episode, I like to shout Dom out.
This is like the third time we've talked about Dom.
You know what else we should talk about? It's Parse Rum. We should talk about how much we love Parse Rum because they're the best and their rum is like no other.
Did you know, Ian, that every bottle of Parse Rum that's sold, they plant a tree?
You know what? I heard that. I heard people talking about that on the street today. I was walking by some people and they were talking about how if you buy a bottle of Parse Rum, that they plant a tree in Colombia. And you know what I said?
We're saving the world.
Rum, saving the world. Saving the planet. One tree at a time.
Go to Binny's. It gives you a nice bottle of 12 year.
Maybe two. Who says no?
Not me.
It feels weird that we don't have screen time to end it with. Like, I don't know how to end now.
Can we talk about one of our former hosts also getting a Gold Glove nod?
Huge. Nico got the Gold Glove nomination.
That
is super cool.
I'll take some credit for that, for the ground ball work.
Tennis ball work at the compound paid off.
Yes. When he got nominated, I should have put that. Remember that video I have of you guys doing? I should have put that out right away.
My first year in the show, I'm just going to try to barehand every single ball hit back towards me so I can get a Gold Glove.
Yes.
It's going to be sick.
I don't think that's how you win a Gold Glove as a pitcher.
Also, one of our compound guests was also a nomination. Alec Mills, no hitter.
Good point. Alec Mills got nominated.
So who else?
He had a couple plays this year that were actually like, whoa, like sneaky nasty plays.
You guys have anything else for the people? Let's do a list of reminders. Reminder one, if you want to participate in T-Shirt Tuesday next week, you have to DM the Compound Pod about the highest screen time of the day and share your screen time as well. And then we'll pick a winner. Lester bought people a bunch of beers. Dakota likes Kevin Cash and doesn't want people to be mad at him. I think he might want to play for the Rays someday. We have a new point system.
I wouldn't mind playing for the Rays someday. They got a lot. They've used the relievers a lot, man.
They use the relievers a lot. You just keep that wing fresh.
Maybe I'll be an opener. Just throw and then go hang out. I don't know. Just kidding. Go Cubs. Go to Obvious Shirts.
I was going to say, shout out Obvious Shirts.
Maybe possibly hats on the horizon. Maybe possibly sweatshirts / long sleeve shirts. I don't know. It could happen.
Someone said that Dakota might be the Obvious Shirts Twitter account with all that knowledge right there. You work for Obvious Shirts, Dakota? You got something to say?
It could be.
Big drop tomorrow from Obvious Shirts. Intern Nora shirt is available tomorrow, 11/3. So everybody, I want to see everyone in Intern Nora shirts. I'm going to wear an Intern Nora shirt every day for the entire offseason.
Nope, you're not. You're lying.
Maybe.
What about when you go on Intentional Talk again?
Scumbag.
That's episode whatever of the Compound Podcast.
36.
Presented by Parse Rum. Definitely not coming to you live from the compound. T-shirt Tuesday. We need DMs in the Compound Pod _ Twitter account.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Brought to you by Parse Rum.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.